Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Thursday, April 18th, 2024. Today we have a very beautiful card from the Tarot of Mystical Moments by Catherine Wells Stein, and it is the Knight of Wands. Honestly, after yesterday's Two of Wands, I'm not so surprised to see this here. And you know why? We were talking about that Aries energy. And today is the very last day, basically, of Aries season, because sometime tomorrow morning, in your neck of the woods, the sun will be moving into Taurus. We're still being propelled by the total solar eclipse, which was back on the 8th, Mercury retrograde, which is in Aries, Venus, which is in Aries, Chiron, which is there, and the sun at that 29th degree. And we all know that when we reach that 29th degree, it's like such a buildup, such a powerful amount of energy in that sign. And Aries, of course, has that impulsive moves like the Knight of Wands and is very actionable. So the question is whether or not this is a good thing. You know, if something spurs us to get up and go make changes or brings us change, you know, how are we handling it? Even the best among us can succumb to impulsive behaviors. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're a bad thing. You just kind of sometimes need to be careful because in Aries, there's a tendency to, you know, do first and then think about it later. And like I said, with Mercury retrograde, you might be rethinking at some other point. But I do like the idea that there is change here. And we need to talk about something else because it's in play and it's happening in 2 days. And it is a very rare event, perhaps almost as rare or more so than a total solar eclipse. Jupiter and Uranus are coming together in the sign of Taurus on the 20th. And it could be something special, someone coming out of the blue. You might have already had this happen, or it is on its way, and we will be talking more about it. We have so much going on that it's impossible, really, truly, especially with Uranus involved, to tell you what kind of changes are coming up. But know that Jupiter is the giver of gifts and good luck, and has a way of bringing the right people, the right situations, at the right time. Often, not necessarily, you know, this time, it could be something which happens immediately within, you know, these coming days. But Jupiter also likes to play the long game, you know, because it's a very expansive planet. So it opens up these opportunities. And Uranus, of course, is, you know, all about being unpredictable and just like spur of the moment. So at what point does this enter your life? I would say if you don't notice anything which changes immediately, you know, watch what happens in the next 6 months. Because it doesn't have to be just one thing either. There is a whole lot going on right now. But know that this card represents change. Change which is on its way to you. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.